Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sorry, my button doesn't work again. Guess I gotta go mechanic on that too.
Get under the hood.
Whatever happened, how did the scooter thing turn out in Omaha? Are we still using the scooters?
I think the pandemic halted those. I feel like maybe I saw a few of them last summer.
They're not around. Are they, like, I feel like I don't really see them around.
Yeah, no.
Well, in Denver, they're everywhere.
Okay. That feels like a Denver
thing. I mean everywhere. You walk out of a place and you're going to find one of those freaking scooters right outside where you're going, and then you could take it to wherever. So, did I utilize the scooter program in Denver this past weekend? Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Thoughts?
I'm pro scooter.
Okay.
Now I was told that there has been some pretty gnarly accidents on the scooters.
Yeah.
They have a lot of bike lanes and stuff like that. But people, you know, it's a really gray area, Josh, on where you're supposed to drive the scooter. Are you supposed to be on the sidewalk? Are you supposed to be in the bike lane? Are you just going to be in the middle of the road in downtown? So when you go on the sidewalk, people hit bumps, and then other people start popping up from around corners, and all of a sudden it turns into a disaster. But I was able to avoid a disaster on a scooter this weekend as well. I'm proud of myself for doing so.
The degree of difficulty on your weekend keeps increasing.
Oh, yeah, I could have died a lot. I not died, but, like, you know, I was out there a little bit, for sure.
You really rolled the dice a lot this weekend.
I definitely rolled the dice and just going out there in the first place. But I did. I told myself a long time ago during the season, if they're in Des Moines or Denver, I probably just gotta go, no questions asked. And it worked out in Denver because I got a buddy who lives there, and I just stayed in his room, his extra room, the entire time. I have to stay in a hotel. That would have been horrible.
Yeah, that's.
I would not have wanted to do. I would not have done that.
That's what makes it doable.
Yeah, I get to drive, and that's cool too. Missed watching a lot of the madness. So this is the point where on Thursday anyway, this is the point in the show where Josh Odson and Connor Happer, we will go through every single tournament game that was played this week.
No, okay,
we will not. We will most certainly not do so. We could pick our spots.
Phew.
Should we start with Fairleigh Dickinson, who is rebranded to FDU, by the way. And then they lost to FAU. There's something about, by the way, like, when you look at the bracket and you see a 9 seed that's won 31 games, or College Charleston, what were they? Yeah, they were a 12 seed. They won 31 games. I just look at those, and I know College Charleston didn't win. But they pushed San Diego State quite a bit. Not a great matchup for them. It's all about matchups. People forget that.
It is.
But I see the 31-3, and I'm immediately attracted to it. Like, hey, what's the name of the game? I don't care what conference is. I don't care what conference you're in. Win basketball games? Okay. I like teams that have done that a lot. So when I see the 31-3, I get kind of excited. And then Florida Atlantic sort of checks out from the, like, athletic profile too. They're pretty good. But yes, they had a weasel win. They had a weasel win en route to the Sweet 16. I don't think they covered yesterday in Columbus. They were like 15-point favorites. They only ended up winning by 8. Fairleigh Dickinson did not give a crap. They had that dude number 2. I don't even know his name. He was blocking shots late in the game. They were like, again, we're talking about against Purdue now. So yes, cover your ears, Greg and Lincoln. This is, I know this is going to be a hard weekend for you. It's been hard already. I got Greg and Lincoln unfollowed me on Twitter because I tweeted Purdue.
You were clowning his team.
I'm not clowning Purdue. I'm not clowning Purdue. A 16 seed upset a 1 seed. It happens. Like you're gonna get torched.
Probably got to talk about it.
It's gonna be a bad day for you on the internet when your team's a 1 seed and you know they're a national championship hopeful and they lose to Fairleigh Dickinson. Sorry.
My wife was very confused about the name of this college.
A lot of pride in the New Jersey, the small New Jersey schools. Here's my thing on Purdue. I am taking the Peyton Manning should have won MVP the year he was hurt route with Zach Edey. Could you imagine if you take Zach Edey off of the Purdue Boilermakers?
Ooh.
Is that even like a 500 team?
Stinky.
Yeah. They went 29-5 this year. They won the Big Ten regular season and conference tournament. So, yeah. If they don't have him, I don't know what happens. They were one of the top 10 teams in the country the entire year, undisputed. I know there was questions, and obviously those came up during the NCAA tournament, their one game in the NCAA tournament. They were an undisputed top 10 team all year. They were the undisputed best team in the Big Ten all year. And I don't want to use the tournament as too much of like a, hey, this is the result of what had happened the entire year, but they had their flaws. And what Fairleigh Dickinson did was just, you know, swarm the heck out of Edey and make it really, really tough on him, make their guards make plays. And I don't know how many times we said it going into the tournament. Like if you don't have guards that you could trust, if you have really young guards in the tournament, it's going to be really tough for you to advance. But just looking at that team, if you take Edey off of it, I don't know what it is. I really don't. I voted for Zach Edey in my, people forget I have an award vote, Josh.
Yeah, you don't talk about it enough.
I have a wooden award vote, and the Godfather, one Mike Babcock, was like, hey, you watch college basketball, you get this vote. And I was like, I do, and thank you. I voted for Zach Edey.
Anyone else at this station?
I thought he was the most valuable player in the country this year. I don't know. I assume somebody's got something somewhere.
Maybe
I
want John,
am I on the road to get an AP vote one day? I want to get one of those.
Yeah.
But
are you a member of the Associated Press?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
That feels like probably a prerequisite.
Yeah. No, I mean, because like I don't work for the Associated Press, obviously. But there's a lot of people who get AP votes that don't work for the Associated Press.
Yeah, but there's probably like a membership of some kind, right?
Well, I could buy my way in.
Maybe ask Sam.
You think
about
I could
that.
Buy my way in? Like what, $60?
I mean, the state of journalism in 2023. Yeah, I do think you could. Actually,
I'll buy a subscription to many fine local papers, and then I will be able to trade that as my credential for being able to get an AP vote. Anyway, I voted for Edey. Like, I thought he was the most valuable player in the country this year, and I think Friday was a confirmation of that for me. And I know he's not going to be a great pro and whatever, and that's okay. Tough day for Purdue, though. Tough day. And
maybe you throw the ball into him a couple extra times.
And they tried, man. They were just, those little guys would just swarm him. And as is tradition, a tough weekend for our good friends from the Big Ten Conference.
We told you this was coming.
Oh, boy. What do we do with the Big Ten? Did we know it was a little worse off this entire year? Yes. That did not change the outcome. One Big Ten Sweet 16 team, and that is, of course, who other than the man who created Tominagua himself, Tom Izzo, in the Michigan State Spartans.
January, February,
There we go.
Izzo.
Yeah.
April.
Thank you, Rothstein. Very good. We shouldn't be shocked by this.
No.
We really shouldn't.
Every time it happens, I go, oh, yeah, I really should have picked them. Never did. Had Marquette in the Final Four.
I mean, it was a light year for the Big Ten anyway. But what happened with Iowa was, I thought, pretty predictable. They got drilled by Auburn. Indiana loses close to Miami last night. Miami back in the Sweet 16 have a chance to go to the Elite Eight for the second consecutive year. That would be a pretty wild thing for them.
Miami seems healthy. Wish they would have told me that pre-tournament.
Here's the other thing about the weekend in college. I'm sorry, my thoughts are sort of everywhere. Illinois, by the way, lost to Arkansas, and Northwestern lost to UCLA. That was just the Big Ten. Not particularly surprising. But another great thing about the tournament is we don't, like, unless you're watching all parts of college basketball at all points throughout the year, like if you're a true college basketball sicko, this maybe doesn't apply. I don't think that I am. I watch a lot of Big East. I watch a lot of Big Ten. I don't watch a lot of other stuff. So I forget. So there's these characters in your life that pop up like once a year, and one of them is Jim Larrañaga. Jim Larrañaga pops up once a year, and I'm like, this guy is crazy. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah. He's just an old man, and he's been there for a really long time now. People forget Sean Eichhorst hired Jim Larrañaga at Miami. One of the greatest things he ever did as an athletic director anywhere. But there's just these people that pop up into your life and are like, man, I remember Jim Larrañaga. The postgame interviews are so good. I don't think the postgame interviews have ever been better than they were this year, and I'm not sure why, but you have the Fairleigh Dickinson coach, of course, who made some waves because he thought that he told his team that they could beat Purdue, and that they did beat Purdue. Great move by that guy. That guy was a psycho. He was a Division II coach last year. They didn't even win their conference. Shout out Merrimack.
Yeah.
How's Merrimack feeling today? We need to get Merrimack on, just the University of Merrimack, Merrimack University on the show. Merrimack College? Something like that. But there's these people who just pop Drew Timmy. Oh, Drew look Timmy. At him. He's stroking his mustache again. He's got a Fu Manchu.
Dropping F-bombs.
Yep. He's a potty mouth. But we just, there's just these, it's like a reoccurring character in a TV show. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
What a comforting experience. Drew Timmy's back in my life now. That was fun. Jim Larrañaga is back in my life. Scott Drew's here again.
Musselman's.
Max Asemus is here, but only briefly.
Musbus is ripping his shirt off.
Musbus is ripping his shirt off. Ed Cooley's losing in the first round. Like, this is how it goes. Izzo's going to the Sweet 16.
I got old takes exposed on Friday.
Well, you did?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, quickly, before we get to Robbie, please tell us.
I tweeted out with about, 6 minutes left in the Xavier-Kennesaw State game. Xavier is getting punked. A lot of people rooting for Kennesaw State's coach.
Yeah.
I got his name wrong, too, by the way. Oh, gosh, that was a whole nother thing.
Oh, man, I got to go to this tweet.
And then, after the game, Old Takes Exposed picked it up.
Hey, I had Kennesaw, so I was rooting for that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
To be fair, a lot of people said this in the comments afterwards. To be fair, at the time this guy tweeted that, Xavier was getting punked.
Okay. Xavier is getting absolutely punked, all caps, exclamation point. Cool story brewing with Kennesaw State. A lot of people rooting for Amir Abdul-Rahim, which
that's not his name. That's not his name.
Did you Old Take Expose yourself?
I asked for, because there was a point where it's bleep or get off the pot. Do I delete this tweet or not?
Yeah. No, you can't delete it.
I did not.
You can't delete it.
I stayed strong, and they retweeted it. And then someone said, oh, you could at least get the coach's name right. And I'm like, I got it right. No, I did not.
No. You doubled down.
I doubled down unnecessarily.
Chris and Montana on the Big Ten. Don't forget about Butthurt Rutgers going out as a one seed in the NIT.
Oh yeah,
yeah, tough. Yeah, But that's the way it goes for the Big Ten. It's just another recurring thing in our lives. Oh, here's another storyline on the back half of this season of our lives. The Big Ten's going to suck in the NCAA tournament. I can't wait for it to happen every year. It's so much fun.
I'm going to remember what Isaiah Wong looks like for the first time in 9 months.
It's nostalgia. Love the NCAA tournament. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're back with Ravi Lula, who is described on Josh's rundown today, or on Josh's graphic, as Creighton Hunk.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think he would be offended by the term.
Well, the day after the Jays make the Sweet 16, how loud is the honk going to be? Honk, honk! Is it going to be like the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, that's heating up, by the way.
It is. I guess Trey Turner is now
Trey Turner
Jesus.
He could run for president right now and win.
All right, back with Ravi next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.